This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Brexit thing actually won, meaning that British voters voted, not overwhelmingly, but by a majority. I think it was like a million vote difference between leave and stay. They voted to leave.
Like 2%.
They voted to leave the European Union. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is huge news. A lot of people, I guess, are worried about the financial markets. Apparently some took a tumble. I don't know if all of them did. I don't really pay
nothing to worry about now.
I don't really pay close attention. You mean that worrying won't help.
That's right.
By the way, Bitcoin's doing fine today. It had a dip over the last week and came back up yesterday, maybe in anticipation of this, or who knows. You never know what the reasons for Bitcoin's rises and falls are, but it is doing very strong. It's around $650 today. So if you had some of your money in Bitcoin, then that was not affected by the Brexit vote.
If you didn't, you haven't been listening to Free Talk Live enough.
No doubt about it. So, of course, you can share your thoughts here. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. On the way here tonight, there's an artist who was arrested, actually, on the streets of London for allowing people to fondle her in public. And there's video. I haven't found the video of her arrest, but there's video of her allowing people to fondle her. And she's pled guilty, but we'll give you the details. It's kind of an interesting story. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The Brexit, as it has been called. We covered it in detail on Wednesday night, some of the reasons why people were saying that the UK needed to leave the European Union. Just a brief recap. They say that, like, 70% of the regulations in Great Britain come from the European Union, that a dramatic amount of taxation and control are coming from the European Union, and this is a way for them to end all of that. And, of course, there were some paranoid fears about immigrants, which I don't subscribe to those fears, but I understand, you know, that's the ability to control one's own area is an important concept, and even though I don't support the idea of the state, as some of our listeners also don't support that. We're voluntarists. We love liberty. And the idea of the state is the antithesis of liberty. I still have to be happy for the people who won this vote, who won the vote to leave the European Union. And, Melanie, you haven't been on the show in a little bit, maybe a couple weeks now. What were your thoughts on Brexit?
Overall, I thought that it was a good thing. I was kind of surprised that they let it happen. Although it didn't, the BBC article I read said that it's not, I guess, legally binding until whoever the British government is actually signs an agreement with the EU. I don't know if that's a valid concern or if that's just kind of a formalization thing that they have to do. I don't know that much about
the
British government.
Well, I've actually got a story about that because, obviously, they're still in the EU today. Even though the vote happened yesterday, politics and the system do not move quickly. And so it's not like the EU just cut the cable this morning.
Right.
So according to The Guardian over there, theguardian.com, the most significant announcement David Cameron made this morning was not that he plans to resign in October. It was that he will not be triggering Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in the meantime. When to, quote, start the formal and legal process of leaving the EU, unquote, would be a matter for the new prime minister, he said. So by sacrificing his own job, Cameron has bought Britain 3 months of breathing space. He had told MPs, members of Parliament, in February that in the event of a Brexit vote, the British people would rightly expect him to trigger Article 50 straight away. In the meantime, everything continues exactly as before. The referendum vote has immense political implications, but no direct legal effect. We remain in the EU. Of course, the new prime minister will be expected to respect the result of the referendum and, in due course, to notify the European Council, which includes all EU heads of state or government, of the UK's intention to withdraw from the EU under Article 50. But now we have 3 months in which EU leaders can devise some sort of associate membership for the UK that just might be enough to stop that from happening. So maybe it's not a done deal after all.
Well, I suppose they could, I think that the voters wanted some change from what they had. And if they can create some kind of associate membership, as they're talking about here, maybe they can address the concerns of people and still have whatever retention. I've got to say, as far as my feelings go on this, is I'm torn. I like the idea of nations having independence, but at the same time, I fear for people whose businesses are dependent on, trade with the EU. I'll point out, Switzerland has lots of no-tariff deals with the EU, and they're not in it either.
So you can join us with your thoughts. There's more here about when this might occur. It sounds like they're kicking the can down the road already. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Rusty on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I just wanted to comment about the Brexit vote.
Yes, sir.
My understanding is that some of the EU members have already said that the vote, the referendum, has actually already triggered, I believe, Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty.
No, they're saying it's not been triggered.
Yeah, well, the argument is some in the EU are saying, well, it's been triggered, the vote was the trigger, and they're trying to say that's what some are saying.
Okay.
It appears France and Germany don't want to do a deal for associate membership, and I think that's a good thing because the British people voted to leave. Not to have some semi-membership, nothing like that.
Right.
They voted for independence, self-determination. They shouldn't be backdoored by, well, we're going to give you half of what you wanted.
Well, I agree with you. But, of course, that won't – just because the people want something doesn't mean the politicians are going to follow through with what it is that they want.
In fact, it generally means the opposite.
I mean, you know, we've seen it over and over again here with the Bearcat here in Keene, New Hampshire. The supermajority of people were against the Bearcat. The city council accepted it. Of course, a classic example back in, 2008 with the bailouts, 80 to 90% of phone calls and contacts to members of Congress were against the bailouts. But they went ahead and did it anyway. So, of course, in this case, the vote is to leave the EU, and it wouldn't surprise me if the politicos tried to wrangle their way back in or never really leave as the voters had intended. So, I don't know. I mean, I hope that this is a done deal, but knowing the way politics can be, until it's out, until they're gone from the EU, anything, I think, can happen. And the way I'm reading this story, and by the way, I'm no expert at British politics, from The Guardian, it sounds like the Prime Minister is supposed to be the one who sort of pulls the trigger on the Article 50 exiting. And now that he has announced he's going to resign, I guess that means he just doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, apparently we won't have to do it till October, but they have a living document, so everyone's going to interpret it their own way. Some people are saying the referendum was a trigger. Some are saying, only the Prime Minister are going to do it, and we have to do the letter of the law and do everything by the books. It'll be interesting to see which side is triumphant in that. I wanted to also mention that Texas was trending on Twitter just after the Brexit vote. So there is a movement in the U.S. for Texas independent as well. Some of these congressional members in Texas actually commented on the Brexit vote, and then in all of their section of the comment feed is like, well, Texas should leave,
I think we need to have a nice little competition between Texas and New Hampshire and see who can pull this off first. because, competition makes all boats rise, so hopefully the competition will speed things along. But it is time for state representatives who've been maybe silently supportive of secession, of their state declaring independence from the United States. It's time to come out of the damn closet and put forth some legislation or a constitutional amendment or whatever it needs to be. I don't know what the mechanism needs to be. It's probably different in every state because all of their systems are somewhat different. like here in New Hampshire, it may be a constitutional amendment. It may not be just a law or a statute or something that they can pass. It may have to go to a vote of the people.
I should hope it would have to be a constitutional amendment. Yeah. You should have that kind of you know,
certainty.
percentage on your side.
Yeah. So keep us in the loop, Rusty, as the Texit develops. Appreciate the call. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, Texit has more, I think, push behind it than the New Hampshire secession movement.
More people.
They've got more people
to convince.
And they've been at it for longer as well. So we got to get our butts in gear here. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way and comment on whatever you want to discuss. But there are people who want to talk about the Brexit, as it was called in the media. I don't know who the hell came up with it.
It's the brawn now.
But it's the brawn?
They're gone.
Oh, brawn. Gotcha. Whoever it was that came up with it, it was actually pretty good, because a lot of people have been adopting the exit thing and putting their state or country in front of it. And so we just heard about the Texit, and of course NH exit is also happening here in New Hampshire. There are actually several countries in the EU now where people are talking about their own referendums. There's a headline at the Telegraph saying that France, Italy, and the Netherlands now want their own referendum. Another story over at the Express in the UK saying that Italy, France, Holland, and Denmark are all calling for referendums at this point. So this may be a monkey see, monkey do kind of thing that really works in the favor of decentralizing power.
It might be a Grexit, a Departugal. An Italian.
A Portugal.
A checkout. An Austria. Where? A Finnish.
Right.
A Slovakout. A Latveria. A Bigium. With only the Romania to stay.
But then it still won't be a union if there's only one country.
Well, now, where did you get that? Someone deserves credit for that.
Somebody who didn't sign it on Facebook.
Oh, all right. The unsigned comedian. Let's go to the phones here.
That's what I love, by the way, about the internet. Is
some people don't need the credit.
In the 80s, we had, if you wanted to get some comedy, you had to get, go get a VHS tape, pop it in, and watch some comedian for an hour and a half. Now we have everybody can have their opus
right
come out in front of you on the internet. It's just the world's a funnier place than it was some decades ago.
I think you're right about that. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here, but if you're looking to spread the word about secession, or maybe just your business, then you should get some business cards from Vistaprint.com. You can use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. But maybe you need more than business cards. How about postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations? You're going to need almost all those things if you're going to mount a successful campaign to secede from wherever it is that you are. So Vistaprint can help, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more on your business card. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, and you can upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire design, upgrade the quality of the card as well. It's super easy to do. I've done it with the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards that I have. So you can go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts more about the Brexit here in moments, what's it going to be like? How is it going to happen? How many other countries are going to follow suit? And what will happen in the United States? Let's go to Michael in Texas first, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I'm curious of your opinion. In light of the Supreme Court ruling against Obama and the amnesty ruling, how likely
you're gonna have
do
to,
you think...
Hold on.
I'm not familiar.
Bring us up to date on just for your understanding of it.
That the Supreme that Obama ruled, you know, he tried to give amnesty to illegal immigrants that were already in the United States so they wouldn't be charged with immigration crimes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And what did the Supreme Court rule?
Nope. Well, that's
that Obama doesn't have the authority to pardon.
Who does?
Well, they to be clear, what they ruled was is that they didn't want to make a ruling essentially by going 4-4, but it would be a loss because the lower court ruling stood.
And that was that Obama cannot grant amnesty?
Right. Well, he can't. I mean,
who can?
Well, obviously that would be an administrative change through, the legislature could, or to some extent this the bureaucracy of ICE could.
But he can pardon people. Right?
He could. I don't know if he can mass pardon people.
Huh.
Right. So, well, that's weird.
I'm sorry. What, Melanie?
Well, that's weird because in the immigration black letter code, it says that the president can do that.
Okay. That he can amnestize or whatever?
Yeah. Now, I haven't read this case, so I don't know what exactly they said. And if it was 4-4, then they technically didn't say anything. And that just means the lower court ruling stood.
If it's a 4-4 ruling, I mean, you're by the way, went to law school for our listeners who might be new to hearing your voice, Melanie. But if it's a 4-4, are there still the opinions published? Or is it just like, 4-4, we don't have to talk?
They are published, and they usually write them anyway, which mm-hmm. is just a gross waste of time. But if it's 4-4, or if it's 4-4-1, then there's no ruling. It's essentially a tie or a draw, So whatever happened previously, because the previous court still had jurisdiction, presumably, sure. So then that still stands, and then there was no ruling at the Supreme Court.
Got it. All right, so Michael, what do you think about this? What were you calling about it for?
You wanted our opinion.
Right. Well, you know, in light of this, you know, say somebody like Daryl Perry got elected, and he said the first thing he would do is pardon all, you know, specifically marijuana crimes or victimless crimes.
That's right.
You know, if the president can't pardon, you know, people guilty of an immigration crime, could Daryl Perry, you know, really be able to pardon people convicted of drug crimes?
Well, it would depend on what level. So if it's national or state, so the president can only pardon somebody who is guilty of a federal level crime. Secondly, the claim here may be that the president doesn't have, that they didn't individually pardon, and at which point it wouldn't, you know, Daryl could go to Vistaprint.com, have made up a stamp with his signature on it, and just ka-chunk-ka-chunk-ka-chunk-ka-chunk-ka, you know, begin to sign these things individually. Individually, mm-hmm. have them put on his desk and put these things out, and that would solve the problem.
Yeah, because you can pardon individuals, you can't pardon
groups. Okay, got it. I like that. I like what my co-host said, so I'll go with what you guys said on this. Michael, what do you think about it, though?
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like if the Supreme, I'd love to see Daryl Perry be able to, you know, pardon all victimless crimes, but if the
unfortunately we don't live in that universe.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're better off seceding, although obviously that doesn't help out the poor bastards that are in federal prison if a state secedes. Although it does beg the question of what would happen on federal properties, military installations, federal prisons. What would happen to those properties if the that they are held in happens to secede from the Union? Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Here's what my recommendation is. Let them do whatever it is they want to do on the property that they claim for themselves.
The feds.
Yeah, the feds. So if they have this thing or that thing, and then begin negotiations with them.
To get them to move out?
To have it returned in whatever way, shape, or form that's going to happen.
Well, I'm kind of more worried about the people in the federal prisons than I am about the, 2 acres of land in New Hampshire that has the federal prison on it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the Brexit, the supposed leaving of Great Britain from the European Union. I say supposed because, well, it's not a done deal yet. Yeah, the people voted for it, but what if the politicians try to get in the way? Apparently, according to the story over The Guardian, a majority of the members of Parliament had opposed the idea of Britain leaving. And we can get into more about what exactly needs to happen between now and whenever it is that they leave.
It's really strange. Are you saying that politicians sided with the political process against their constituents?
Well, I mean, the political process includes the idea of leaving. So, no, politicians may side with the idea of empowering themselves. Yeah, empowering the system or centralization of power.
Yeah, they seem to like centralization of power, even though, I mean, isn't this clear that any given member of the House of Commons becomes, exponentially more powerful?
Don't you think? Yeah, it would seem that way.
But they don't. This is, I mean, if you wander around the state houses of the 50 states and you start talking to them about secession, I don't think you're going to get a whole bunch of them that say, yeah. Yeah, just because I think that the idea is just too much for them. They tend to be conservative, and not in the sense, a political sense of conservatism. I'm talking about the lack of change. Conservatism is really about a lack of change.
Sure.
They tend to be conservative in that way, and they tend to be sort of reverent of power.
Politicians don't want to lead a parade. They want to look like they were ahead, they were leading the parade later once the parade starts, but they don't want to actually be there to get it rolling, to get it off the ground. And that's just a thing about politicians. So we can talk more about the Brexit here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whatever's happening with the world markets, the currencies, the various different trading markets, some were very, very afraid of what would happen after the British exit, or at least after the vote, because the exit hasn't actually come yet. But Bitcoin is alive and well. And there's a great wallet that we're recommending here on Free Talk Live called Jax. It's JAXX.io. You go there and you can download it for your Android or iOS device. There's Google Chrome as well as Firefox plugins, even programs for Windows, Mac, and Linux computers. Jax is a cross-platform Bitcoin wallet, but it also will hold Ether, which is the number two cryptocurrency in the world right now. These are great ways.
And DAO tokens.
And DAO tokens, which are kind of in question to some extent. But
did you hear that I think the Ether guys hacked the hacker and got back a bunch of the tokens?
I didn't hear that.
So I understand, reading Coin something.
Wow.
Coin Telegraph, I believe.
Yep. So you can get Jax.io for free, like every other Bitcoin wallet. But this one is really great because it stores multiple cryptocurrencies. It's easy to back up and recover your funds if need be. And ultimately, Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, JAXX.io. To the phones, to the phone. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, a couple years ago, I wanted to strangle my Section 8 worker.
You want to do what?
Strangle?
Yeah, I really wanted to keep. I had to. I was gonna blow up and wanted to strangle him, but I restrained myself, of course. But
why would you have such violent thoughts going through your head about this poor bureaucrat?
Well, he's a government worker.
Well, the thing is that
yeah, but she's a government welfare recipient. Go ahead, Sarah. What was it?
Well, they're still frustrating.
Okay, well, my printout that was sent to me by Social Security in January was not good enough. He rejected it because he wanted a fresh printout within 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that, my income did not change from January to June. My recertification is by June. So then what's the difference? My income doesn't change. So they're making me call them up and mail me out a new form, And
yep.
Then the same thing with the food stamps. It was the same amount, what the letter that they officially mailed to me. But they don't want to take it because it has to be within.
Oh, woe is me. It's so much work to go and get all this free money from the government. Are we supposed to feel sorry for you?
I'm sure it's frustrating.
You know what? Not really hard when you don't have a car and you have a mental illness and it's a lot of work. I mean,
no, it's not. You have you ever had a job in your entire life, Sarah?
Well, before I winded up in a mental hospital, yes, I did. I was in the mental hospital when I was 18.
What'd you do before that?
Well, I was a student, high school student.
That's not a job. What's
part time? What?
What kind of work?
Well, like a nursing assistant and
okay.
Like
so you're changing bedpans, that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's like an actual job. That's actually, you have to show up somewhere certain hours of the day. You've got responsibilities that you need to accomplish. You have a boss who is looking to have you be productive and not just stand around all day. You compare that's real work, to standing in line at the DMV or, in this case, Section 8, sitting around waiting for government bureaucrats to process paperwork.
Something productive.
And then finding that you've sent them the wrong paperwork, so you have to go and run and jump through some extra hoops. Look, I get it. Government paperwork's no fun. But come on. This isn't real work.
But let me ask you this, Sarah. So you know what it was like to do this nursing assistant work. And you know what it's like to have your bipolar situation. Don't you think that if they let you work and still get whatever checks and these sorts of things that you get, could you not do the work still?
But the thing is that they encourage you to work part-time, and when you do, they call you in, and they want to throw you off the disability altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you screw up the job and wind up on the streets or wind up in a mental hospital. You have to roll around in the street for a whole year to reapply for disability again. So that's actually a disincentive. You know what I mean? Because
I'm with you. I think the system stinks inside and out. I'm not disagreeing with you. I understand it's frustrating. But what I was asking you was, do you think you could do the part-time job if you didn't find it to be a danger to your benefits?
Well, you know what? I don't even have a job, and they want to reevaluate me. They sent me a letter. People are turning me in.
Maybe she can't understand the question.
Well, they're turning me in. They said there's nothing wrong with me. She's doing really well. She could go out and work. I don't even have
a job. You could go out and work.
Well, you certainly can call on a time schedule. I can tell you that much. So showing up for work is something you can handle.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't have a paid job, so they want to cut me off of my check, or they sent me a letter. So, I mean, if they
now, would you say that the reason you don't have a paid job is because you're lazy?
Oh, you know something? That's what you guys conjure up with. You don't know about
nothing. Don't you guys nothing?
My life history. I don't have a work history since I got out of that mental hospital.
Doesn't matter. You can get a job with no work history at a low skill job. No problem.
I got one at getting out of prison after 8.5 years.
Well, you know
as
what?
A felon.
Capable. I mean,
what's that?
You're an individual.
I am.
You know, you get out of the
I'm
jail
special.
And you're
Snowflake.
Able to work. A lot of people that come out of jail, they can't find work anywhere because they're washed out.
But we're talking about you, Sarah. You weren't in jail.
It's a lot easier to find a job with no work history than with a felon.
With a bad work history, one or the other. You have no work history. You go in, you get a low-skilled job at somewhere like Walmart or McDonald's or some other, you know, thing where you can just go in and learn some basics and get started pushing buttons or putting burgers together or whatever it is that they need you to do. But you won't do it because, as you said, you are disincentivized. So you did, at least you can see that. And I'm glad that you can see that, Sarah. That the government system is set up in a way to keep you hooked on the welfare and prevent you from wanting to even work because it would make the welfare benefits go away. It would make getting them again more difficult, as you've told us here tonight. Thanks for the call. Good luck with your paperwork. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can join us here, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have 3 rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to join us on the radio waves where you can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up on what exactly is going to happen between now, where the voters in Great Britain have voted to leave by a majority, but not a large one, to leave the European Union. What is supposed to go on? Because it's obviously not, you know, the next day when that's going to happen. It looks like it may be several months, maybe even longer. How long is this process going to take? We'll learn more about that. And then who's next? Is this going to be the first of a series of dominoes to fall, meaning that other nations in the European Union will also withdraw? There's talk about it in a lot of places, including the United States as well. And so, of course, you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. Right now, we've got our fundraiser going on for the 2016 satellite funding for LRN.FM, which is the internet radio network and satellite radio network that Free Talk Live appears on free-to-air satellite in both sub-Saharan Africa, North and Central America. We've got two satellite signals right now. We could expand that to a third one, which would cover Europe, actually, as well as most of the Middle East and North Africa, all with one satellite. So that's what the fundraiser is doing. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, and that'll take you to the actual fundraiser, which is an Indiegogo. And, of course, there's perks that, you know, you can sign up for. So we appreciate that. There's already been a few contributions to that, but it's a two-month-long fundraiser. So 2 months is the longest that you can run an Indiegogo campaign for. And so I chose the longest time frame because we're doing this year something a little different. We're introducing a head talker. This is one of these websites. There's a few of them, apparently. This one's free, so it doesn't cost us anything to run this. It's one of these websites where you go, you sign up, and then you and hundreds of others, hopefully, will on the same day have this head talker post to your social media pages for you about whatever the issue is. So in this case, the issue at hand is our fundraiser. And so we're looking to get 200 Free Talk Live listeners to sign up over at share.lrn.fm. That's share.lrn.fm. And that's where you can sign up for this head talk. You can use Facebook, you can use Twitter, you can use, I believe, Tumblr and Instagram. And then, again, on it's actually going to be July 4th, so Independence Day at noon Eastern time, the head talker will go into your Facebook account. You're authorizing it to do that. And it will post to your account saying, hey, here's a LRN Free Talk Live fundraiser. Please help. And so the idea is that'll kind of supposedly make a larger impact if rather than just a few people posting about it at any one time, there's hundreds of them posting about it, then presumably the algorithms of Facebook and Twitter will sort of pick them up as trending more likely. At least that's the idea behind this. I've never done this before, so we're experimenting with it. So if you could help us out, that sure would be appreciated. Go to share.lrn.fm. And you can do this even if you don't have $5 to spare for the fundraiser itself. This is a way to help the fundraiser without ever actually having to give any money to the fundraisers to help promote it. So please go to share.lrn.fm.
But a small amount of money, like $5 or something like that, is still, it goes a long way.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. If you can afford $5, $10, $50 or more, then please help out at fund.lrn.fm. But please go to share.lrn.fm to share the fundraiser together with a bunch of other people on Independence Day. So go before Independence Day, please. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Vernon in New Orleans, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vernon.
Ian, I just wanted to applaud you for finally talking to Sarah like you should about her, staying on the welfare system and really not trying to go out there and get a job and, milking the for all it's worth and complaining about a few forms she's got to fill out to continue that welfare.
I've been pretty harsh to Sarah. I've actually gotten critique from the co-hosts in here, not tonight, but in on past episodes. I've been given critique in studio like, oh, you're too mean to Sarah. Well, she's a mooch.
Well, you should be mean to people who are doing awful things.
I don't think you should be mean to them. I think you should find compassion for them. But Sarah's a foil. I mean, she's a chronic caller to Free Talk Live, and she doesn't, she's not changing how she feels about things, and she calls repeatedly about the same things over and over again. I believe she called about that same issue on a night that I was not on the show previously. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Vernon.
Oh, just one more. Your regular stable of callers, Sarah, Ralph, James, the other people that frequently call in, I really appreciate you cutting them off after a minute or two. Once, I listen to Free Talk Live, I'd say five, 6 days a week, and I'm telling you, when I hear one of them call in with the shame stuff and y'all actually start entertaining these traffic signals or Ralph about Obama or anything, it's like I feel like sometimes y'all are paying these people to call in. Just so, yeah, now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just kidding.
Why would I pay for the same phone calls over and over again? I mean,
Saturday nights y'all really only bring in the phone calls. Every other night y'all, I know y'all aren't on as many stations as you are on Saturdays. So I heard Hartman talking the other day about how there are political parties that call, that call into talk shows with their agendas. And I didn't know if Ralph and Sarah and all of them were doing the same kind of thing. But anyways,
who knows?
Just a suggestion. I love the call once a day rule, but for the really, really frequent addicted callers, maybe there should be a better rule. I don't know. But anyway, thank you all.
Well, some people like them, though.
Let's address it, because I think this is a real question on Free Talk Live. People have this. Ian tries to
he's gone.
Okay. Ian, you try to keep them to a minimum when they call, right?
Like, it just depends. I mean, if it's an interesting conversation.
Interesting or whatever.
I play it by ear.
Yeah.
And but I don't have a hard, firm rule about X amount of time. I don't do that.
I agree with you, but don't you think you judge a chronic caller more harshly?
If they're boring, yeah. I mean, if you're boring me, you're not going to stay on very long. But if it's interesting, then I'll keep them going.
Sure.
And sometimes they're more interesting than not.
But your barometer for what is boring from a chronic caller, because they've had lots of time, your barometer is more is harsher. Is
I
what
would
I'm
say
calling.
So, especially if they call it the same things over and over again.
And, right. Like, for instance, like the caller who has had more airtime than any other caller in the history of Free Talk Live, and then uses that time that they have to complain about how they don't ever get to say anything, like that caller being boring?
Yeah. This guy, you mean?
James from Arizona. Hey, we did some calculations. I just wanted to let you know you are now the number one caller. The number one caller based on airtime. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Melanie, it's nice to hear a woman's voice in the studio that actually is old enough to vote and that has an education. And you were talking about how high she is and dropping the F-bomb in every sentence. But
Yeah, that doesn't happen on this show, by the way. This is that appears on FCC radio stations.
Yes.
So Melanie may actually want to drop the F-bomb, but it's just not allowed.
Yeah, outside of here, you know, it's different.
Hey, Melanie, you guys will get the last word. May I continue to speak, please, on so-called Free Talk Live? Because I can continually get interrupted and attributed sentiments to me that are not true. Hey, Mark, I'm not, and Ian, I'm not the one going to hell when you finally stop breathing. But anyway, hey,
I don't know why you think you get to decide who goes to hell, James. What are you, God?
Jesus.
You don't get to decide who goes to hell, pal.
You're a liar and a convicted murderer, and you got off easy for it. And
you're not God, friend, so stop threatening me with hell. Stop acting like you're a Christian and then acting like you're Christ at the same time. Disgusting. Despicable. Blasphemous.
At all, have I? Have I used the word Christ at all? Nope.
No, you're telling people that they're going to go to hell.
You sure don't act like Jesus.
I never said
what would Jesus do? Who would Jesus insult?
Hey, Melanie, may I continue, please, on so-called Free Talk Live?
Melanie's not stopping
you. I'm not in charge of Ian.
By the way, Melanie, the only thing different between Ian and Sarah is he doesn't have a real job, but he has a radio program. He's been a degenerate for the last 10 years in Keene, New Hampshire. He contributes nothing to civilized society. He's a bottom feeder. And he's boning a 14-year-old girl. Oh, wait, she's 17 now, or she's 18. I don't hang around with such trash like you do, Melanie. And you can say all the things you want about me, Mark. I heard your friend on that spinoff program of yours, Christopher Cantwell, that is.
That's not a spinoff. Chris has had his show. Thanks for the call, James. Chris Cantwell has had his show for a long time. So, anyway, let's get back to the issue of the chronic callers.
May I speak?
Yeah, whining doesn't really get you very far on the air. But it is a question of individual taste. I mean, there are some people who love it when Ralph in New Jersey calls. They just think he's super funny. Other people can't understand a word he says.
Yeah.
So I always try to make sure that I can understand him and
repeat
the things that he says with other callers like James that sometimes they're just absolutely awful and they can't be allowed to stay on for very long. And that was probably too long for James today. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But if you want to hear less chronic callers, then you should call in.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Taylor. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.